There is a new competition report that we've put together. It does a couple of very important things that'll help the press, the public, the Hill, GAO, the agencies themselves, because it will give them more accurate information about competition. Let me be specific. In the current report, which is going to be superseded, but in the current report, if an umbrella contract was competed, task orders under it may be automatically reported as competed, even if they weren't. That tended to lead to inflated numbers about competition, and we want competition up, but we want it to be factually correct. This new report corrects that mistake, so that if an umbrella contract, an IDIQ contract, for example, was competed, but the individual orders were not competed under the fair opportunity process, it will show up as those orders will show up as uncompeted. So the data will be more accurate. It will also be more useful. If you wanted to see today what basis agencies invoked when they decided to sole source a contract, you, in theory, could find it, but I'm told it's very difficult to do. In the new report, learning of the basis of an uncompeted contract, for example, the only available source, for example, urgency, will be instantly available.
Any details? Can you tell us, in terms of the number of task orders, delivery orders, the data around that, is there any details you can share on it, even at a high level?
Because the data is now more accurate, the percentage of competed dollars will be slightly lower, but two, and this is really the key point, when you compare fiscal 09 to 2010 using the same methodology, either the prior methodology, which is being superseded, or the new report methodology, under either methodology, you'll see an increase in competed dollars. That is good news because we are succeeding in driving down the use of sole source and other uncompeted contracts.
So the percentage of contracts competed will be lower, but the number of dollars that are competed will be higher?
The percentage will be lower because also the dollars will be lower. If you compare the old report to the new, because the old report had, I'm not sure of the medical term, it's something like false positives, or maybe they're false negatives. That is to say, it was reporting things as competed when they weren't. It was simply a methodological glitch that has been around for a while. We said we need to fix this. Transparency only works if what you're providing through transparency is good data. That's why we've been so committed, whether it's Recovery Act or awards or any other contract or grants, we have been so committed to having correct data, to scrubbing the data. This is another example of correcting the data so that it will look, if all you do is compare, that if you look at 09, old data, old report, new report, you're going to say, why did competition go down? Competition didn't go down. It's now being reported accurately. If you compare, as I said, 09 to 10, whether the old method or the new method, you'll see the improvement that we've brought with more competition.